moving to oneness. Nourishing curiosity. Embracing differences. Becoming one.
Sapurmi outside today. Such a beautiful blue sky, not one cloud to be seen. So I jumped into the car to drive to the forest up the hill and to go for a stroll. And as I drove up in the sky, I saw two busards. I think it's called the same in English. As they were enjoying the flight upward in a vortex, right? The air took them up. And as I saw that, I also saw a parking spot, so I knew, ooh, that's where I have to go for a walk, and I was not disappointed. I saw such beauty. There was this one micro area, more on the north side, you know, the north side of the woods where the sun doesn't get to. There were leaves that were rimmed in white crystals. It was like a microclimate in this area. It was a five-dimensional. It was like a fairyland. I had to stop. I was mesmerized. My attention was drawn in. I took out my camera. I had to photograph it. And this juxtaposition of these white rims or outlines of these crystals, of these leaves that had fallen to the ground in their brown tones, light to dark, in the juxtaposition of these green, alive, blue-green leaflets, tiny ground cover, I don't know what its name is, also leaflet with a white rim of crystals. So beautiful. You can see it still is, or here I should say. I'm still taking deeply by it, by its beauty. And that these different things can just be together and create this beautiful image. Hello everyone. I'm Mylene Elke, your host of the Moving to Oneness podcast, and you can hear I love nature. Since I'm a little girl, I've run into the forest. And today, the episode is sponsored by Magic Mind. So let's see what they have for us. Yeah, so what did that show to me? That we will be surprised in this beautiful year of 2024. Over and over again, and not surprised, like startled. Yeah, in a way it is startled, but this mesmerization, this drawing in, this attention, this beauty. I mean, you could have done this with paintings, right? There's such different things, and there were dried grasses leaning over with eyes right there. There were twigs covered in eyes. The veins of the leaves had ice crystals on them, so they created an extra dimension. I mentioned there will be a lot of clarity and vibrancy this year. That's what I take along, and that we're invited, or you invited, I'm invited to hold this one moment. Right, when we see something, when we experience something, to become part of it for a moment, to dive in with your views, your visual, or for it to read you, right? Because there's always a constant exchange. You're so important on this planet. Your purpose, your love that you're bringing, your compassion. So that is one, and then also this beauty was created by different leaves, different plants, with a different look to them, different sizes to them, different vibrancy, age, the list goes on, but that you and I are more open, that we're more open to each other and therefore each other, and then to see that we create the beauty together, standing next to each other, lying next to each other. But so you're invited to create community, to create companionship, if it is with nature, with animals, maybe with your house plants, or when you go outside or at the ocean. I don't know what landscape you live in, what zone of the world. It can be hot, deserty. You can be at the ocean, at a lake, up high in the mountains. Maybe you don't see a tree like in Scotland for ages, or you're right somewhere in the jungle. So wherever you are, to really take the time to see nature around you and how nature is inviting you to communicate with it, to relate with it, and that you can feel supported by it. Yeah, you can ask it questions. And it is also the importance, again, that you see your importance while you're here. And please don't see another person more important than you, a plant more important than you. It is equal. First of all, we're made of the same material. We carry beautiful intention, right? The one sound, the one light, the one mind, one world, one cosmos, one human being. And knowing you are part of something grand, that I'm part, and that I'm understood by the plant or my animal, my pets, the birds, right? That we're in this conversation, that there's an open ear. They see me as I am. You see me as I am. I see you as you are. This is also giving me, giving you, giving us a little oomph. Encouragement. Encouragement. Right? There's the beautiful of heart in it, right? The French word cœur, courage, if we use it also in German. Mut, we say as well. We have German words and Latin words that we use. Yeah, and that this courage is our driver to support you in doing what intuitively you get. And not intuitively only you have to wait for something. I also believe you can set the intention. You are also a creator. So whatever you decide and want to create is able to be created. So go into action. Where is it holding you back? But there was this moment where I stopped right there. So it is the moment also to stop and see how you feel. And then you move forward and you stop and you go on. And you find your rhythm, because we're all unique, right? I'm more like a hummingbird, I like to say. I go and take nectar here, there, and there. And where others, maybe you concentrate on one thing to nourish themselves. There's a beautiful, my Labrador comes, Lasco in my head, he has passed. After college, he came into my life, and then I went to the U.S. And there we found Dog, and she stayed with us for a few years before she passed on. And she turned out to be a Siberian Husky, Georgia, she was called. I lived in Georgia at that time. And so Lasco is Labrador, so when he got food, more or less one bite, it was gone. Full intention on that plate. And Jeannie, she's laid down next to him. They ate together most of the time. And she would take one nipple after the other. And she took her time. Like she enjoyed the food. It was still this one thing and not running around to get one. And the nicest part is that they're two different kind of dogs. Okay, maybe both like the cold or come have cold ancestors of colder climates. But they were caring for each other. They liked each other and they respected each other's differences. So, and these differences, if you come together as now a community, a tribe, collaboration. That brings out your strengths, it brings the other person's strengths, and you become more creative. So that's also going to be asked this year, 2024, that you become even more creative. You find even more creative ways to show the new unique way what you're bringing to the world. If it's a painting, if it's writing, if it's in a science, if you're a cook, whatever it is, that you explore yourself a little bit more to give everything more dimensionality. Like in this setting of this microclimate, there was something, this crystal clearness. Yeah, that's it. So that everything becomes clear and there is a purity that comes through any action, any product, any service you do for others, for yourself, for your family, for nature. Yeah, that is, I believe, important. And nourish at the time, and we're in January and we're more homey, at least here in the North Hemisphere. It is like providing your home with more correlation, more interweaving with you. So what do I mean by that? Maybe your house plants, are they in the right light? Do they need more air or a new pot? Do they need to be rejuvenated, or do they grow too much and you can take young ones from them and create new plants and give them off to your friends as gifts, for example, or they stay at home? What areas in your home that need a certain extra attention, cleaning, reorganizing, or exchanging? And whatever you do, is it to be done in that moment? Yes or no? Ask yourself. So become more of your own director, how you create your act of the day, of the week, of the months, of your life, right? We're creators again. We source from our own source. Sometimes, yes, you channel also from other beings. That is then again collaboration. But this will give you this vibrancy, this strength, this uniqueness, and you'll pop out and you'll be seen, that sovereignty by others, and they're attracted to you. And you asked to maybe do more for them if they desire a little bit more of you in their life. Again, as a product, maybe you have a painting, maybe you have songs for them, maybe you teach them something, whatever it is. So here I come back to, in a way, magic mind. That is also a beautiful collaboration, right, of a productivity shot, as they call it themselves. It is a liquid of a combination of matcha, vitamin C, lion's mane mushroom, turmeric, oh, so many more things, but here to boost your energy, to create a focus, which is so fitting, to crush procrastination and to elevate mental clarity. It's what written on the bottle, you know, there are 12 magical ingredients. So look at that in a little different way. So there are 12 materials or plants, which have many more minerals, but they have this certain energy. And that energy is going to collaborate with you so you can bring out into the world with a little more of oomph. You can sleep, yes. You can eat more fresh fruits. But this is nice. I've tried it myself. If you know you have to have like a certain concentration and you don't want to start cooking food, but you need a certain energy for a little bit, or you don't have it, maybe in your home, you have no time to go for grocery shopping, and then you can drink it pure. It's a small amount. Forgot what size it is. But it's like a shot, two shots. And you can also mix it with other things. But think about it. Also, you can go in the woods and maybe touch touch a mushroom. It's so funny. I did touch a mushroom today, a similar one. And just by the tipping it, I could feel its wisdom. I could feel its energy. So use Magic Mind, and you can try it. And if you don't like it, they give you even money back. I think that's fascinating. But also try it with other things. What do you need in your body to be more productive? Maybe sport, maybe fresh air, rest, purging your home, right? That everything in your home becomes medicine. When you go grocery shopping, there's a beautiful way I've learned from the Koreans. They bless everything. They go grocery shopping and they lay it out and they welcome everything into the home before they put it away. I took that on. I don't present it so much. I even knew a few people that put it on a table and welcomed it. I welcome it as I take it in and give it away, and look forward to using it to create a beautiful meal. But bring in your own touch from your own life experience. What can you do? This is asked really, I would say the word extremely here, that you bring out what it is. And look at that, I said that before, but the purity, what is pure and what is not, what is true for you, and what can you lay off energetically that's not yours? How can you widen so then you don't hold other people's energy if you're more empathic? Are you creating, if we're looking now at business, maybe marketing or more online oriented, something that has been done for decades? And is this your style? I think often there's a difference in personality, how we bring ours outside. And also look, how do you respond to other people, what they do? If it really is fitting for you, and or maybe it is not fitting for the moment now, maybe it's fitting for later, and that we also express that. And I also invite many others that we acknowledge the desires of others in a very loving way. We're going to go more in the direction of, we were talking about Kerr, right? The heart, the compassionate way, and seeing the other. And we also won't even say this is good for you when we feel it really isn't for this, right? To stay even true in that we're not trying to put something over someone else. This acknowledges then the light of the other person. It acknowledges the other person's integrity, I know it's not the right word, but the importance why they are there, so they can be it. But if we start recognizing it in each other, and even we support each other to bring it out even more, and where we become less afraid to voice out what we also see in others, or I should say what it does to us, even if it feels good. I don't think we speak often enough about how people feel good, or how I feel good, or someone else makes me feel good. It was a beautiful anecdote from I went shopping yesterday, and it was a line and weekend, really, really busy, right? And I said, a wonderful good day, ein wunderschönen guten Tag. She was quiet looking at me, and naja, I started packing in. And then she turned around and said, that made such a difference. I wish more people would do that. I feel so much better. So say a nice word to someone. Say a nice word to yourselves, and especially your loved ones. So be the best of who you are. Bring your purpose to life and shed your light. I'm Eileen, your host of the Moving to Oneness podcast. Bye-bye.